Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this is so emblematic of everything going on in our society. Everybody's talking about this. The Marlins-Phillies game in Florida. Have you seen this video? Perfectly captures this toxic mentality that I'm about to talk about. Should have been a classic baseball moment, right? Between a father and a son. Instead becomes a showcase of adult entitlement. White female adult entitlement. Tucker Carlson nailed this. He said, who Don Lemon lost his job at CNN, black gay man, for not understanding who is at the top of the actual liberal totem pole. He thought it was black men. He was wrong. That's why he lost his job for making fun of Nikki Haley. It is liberal women. Nikki Haley is a liberal woman in good standing. Doesn't matter if she's a Republican. He thought he could poke fun at the way that she looked. And he could have if she was a conservative or Republican woman. He'd still be there working. But she is a liberal white woman. And yes, she is white. And you can note, they are at the top of the totem pole. They call it the shots in our society. Everybody has to step aside and be afraid. That's exactly what happened with the Phillies' Karen. Scene unfolded. Home run ball sails into the stands, prompting, you know, the usual scramble of fans hoping to snag a souvenir. Among those reaching for the ball was the woman with a Elizabeth Warren haircut. Pointy glasses. Despite her best efforts, never actually touches the ball. The ball bounces around, settles on the ground a full row from where she'd been positioned. Now, in her defense, some people were saying, okay, well, yes, but the father and the son kind of scrambled over from, you know, another section. So maybe, I guess, should have been the dibs of whoever was in that section. I don't know. But that's when a father who'd been sitting pretty close by with his young son lands on the ground, full row from where she's positioned. She's kind of locked in. She can't move to get it. So the father excitedly walks down, picks up the unclaimed ball from the ground. And what would normally be considered a heartwarming baseball tradition, hands the ball to his child, places it in the boys' glove. Okay, at that point, if you're a grown adult, you know what you do? You let the kid have the ball. It's a kid. You're a grown-up. Get over it. Kid's innocent. He's having a great time. Just let it be. No, she can't. She can't. Screaming and yelling at the guy on camera till he hands the ball to her. It's hard to watch the video without feeling disgusted by the sheer audacity of this woman. It's a grown woman completely failing to secure the ball herself, marches over to the dad and son, verbally screaming, accosting them, demands the ball on the theory that she was in a closer section. Never mind, there's a lot of other people in that section who aren't demanding the ball. Claims the man has somehow stolen it from her, despite giving zero evidence she ever actually touched it. The video clearly shows she's one of several people reaching for the ball with no special claim on it whatsoever. Demands the ball. And this is the hard part. So the dad's got to take it from the son and give it to the Phillies Karen. I mean, again, this woman decides to berate a fellow fan and his child over a baseball. Get over it. I bet she voted for Kamala. Texter writes, hey, Tara, everyone knows any ball in the stands is up for grabs. Another liberal that deserves everything coming their way. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, the rule has always been for home runs and foul balls, first come, first serve. That's what she was trying to argue, is, well, you sit over here. This is, we're in the stand here, so we have more claim to it. Texter writes, Tara, Nikki is liberal, but she is not white. That's why Don was fired. Okay, she's technically Indian. Looks white, though. Texture rates. Auburn veterinary school professor murdered while walking her dog in a park over the weekend. Thug from Montgomery arrested. I doubt national media will cover that murder either. Doesn't fit the narrative. Now, the texter writes, would have loved for the dad to have thrown the ball up in the air. Yeah, here's the other thing, folks. And this is just always good to remember. We all have moments of frustration where we maybe feel like, hey, somebody cut us off in line at the grocery store or in the grocery store parking lot, or somebody took a foul, you know, took a home run ball that we thought was ours. You know what? There's cameras everywhere. Everything you do is on camera now. And so sometimes even if you get caught up in the moment, you're maybe not the best person you could be. You're maybe not thinking, hey, you know what? Whose ball this is in question, but a kid's got it now. I'm a grown adult. I'm going to let the kid have it because that's what a decent grown adult does. No. You're on camera. You're going to have to live with the results of this. People have found her address, where she lives. It's all over the internet. Texter writes, Tira, everything about that woman, the Liz Warren haircut, the body language, the entitlement, screamed at Karen. Now the texter writes, hey, Tira, the dad wimped out. Yeah, but this is what they do, the screaming liberal woman who gets in your face. You got to turn it over. He shouldn't have turned it over. Phew. Unbelievable.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.